WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A day after his Madison Square Garden rally, former President Trump facing backlash from Latino voters. An opening comedian at that rally joking about Puerto Rico being a, quote, floating island of garbage. Vice President Kamala Harris today commenting on that.
Last night, Donald Trump's event in Madison Square Garden really highlighted a point that I've been making throughout this campaign. He is focused and actually fixated on his grievances, on himself, and on dividing our country.
The Trump campaign saying the joke does not reflect the views of Trump or the campaign. Fires in two ballot boxes in the Northwest, an incendiary device found inside. Those voters will have to vote again. Quarter Pounders will be back on the menu at McDonald's this week, testing ruling out that the beef and pointing to the slivered onions as a source of the E. coli outbreak. Onions will be left on the burgers in areas that were serviced by the company that supplied the tainted onions. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A torrent of presidential campaign stops scheduled for Wisconsin this week. Ted Allen has more.
Today, Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz visits Waukesha and Manitowoc to urge early voting efforts for the Kamala Harris campaign. Tuesday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard will join Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to campaign for former President Donald Trump at Madison's Alliant Energy Center. Kennedy suspended his independent presidential campaign to endorse Trump. Gabbard, who's a former Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii and one-time Democratic presidential candidate, recently joined the Republican Party.
A nude statue of Donald Trump made a weekend stop in Wisconsin. The 43-foot-tall statue was placed on private property after being exhibited in Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Detroit. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A windy one today, with them whipping out of the south, warming us up unseasonable to highs in the upper 60s. Partly sunny with more and more clouds building in tonight, winds get even feistier tomorrow. Gusting to nearly 40 miles per hour, it'll soar us to highs hitting 80 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 58.
99.7
Hey, speaking of cats, my wife decided to bring home a cat-themed puzzle, which, you know, we love putting puzzles together. Typically, you know, if you get like a reasonable size puzzle, it's not so bad. No, this one is 1,500 pieces. Each piece is about the size of your thumbnail, and there's cats all over it. We're not really cat people, per se, but... Well, we are now. We got to try to put together a cat 1,500-piece puzzle, so wish me luck. She's asking for my help in this. I'm like, honey, I'm just not very good at puzzles. Give me a video game, and I'll play that, all right?
Step right up and don't be shy.
Max FM.
An old man alone.
find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. And like magic, we go from Steve Miller Band into a sports update.
Max FM Sports.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love is scheduled to undergo an MRI today to determine the extent of the groin injury that forced him out of Sunday's 30-27 win at Jacksonville. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Love left early in the third quarter, pulled himself out of the game. Malik Willis took over, playing his third game of the season with two of them starts. Week 8 of the NFL season closes out tonight with the 5-2 Steelers playing host to the 2-5 Giants. World Series has shifted to the Big Apple for Game 3 tonight. The Dodgers have a 2-0 lead on the Yankees, making tonight's game a crucial one for New York. The Bucks are off to a 1-2 start, losing their last two games, including last night's 115-102 setback at Brooklyn. They'll take on the 3-0 Celtics at TD Garden in Boston tonight. The football Badgers are back to work today, getting ready for their road game at Iowa against the Hawkeyes. The Badgers had their three-game winning streak snapped on Saturday, falling to Penn State 28-13. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Loose.
The 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, I love the freedom of having a wireless mouse here in the studio. I got to tell you, when the battery starts going dead in the middle of a radio show, it gets a little bit tricky. And I think that's what I'm dealing with right now. This thing has given me a tough time, but we shall survive, right? First world problems. Hearts and Simple Minds on the way. It's Michael Cimbello, Maniac, 99.7 Max FM.
Just a steel town.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Tender things that we were working on. So
children dancing, vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone dancing. You know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together.
Me. But you won't come back.
if I was confusing like ice dancing and gymnastics floor routine, but my daughter used to do gymnastics, and I always had this thought, maybe it was a dream, maybe it was a hallucination, that someday she was going to be in the Olympics, and she was going to be doing a floor routine with that song playing. And I don't know why it is. That just came into my brain that way. But usually, you know, floor routines are high energy, lots of flips and bouncing and different things, but probably not playing Heart These Dreams. Good song. Anyway, though, we got more music to come. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A windy one today, with them whipping out of the south, warming us up unseasonable to highs in the upper 60s. Partly sunny with more and more clouds building in tonight. Winds get even feistier tomorrow, gusting to nearly 40 miles per hour. It'll soar us to highs hitting 80 degrees. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
All right, just in time for Halloween, it's National Chocolate Day, which, you know what I think that means? It means you have a pass if you want to eat all of the Halloween chocolate candy before Halloween. You can always just go buy some more, right?
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. The same, it's just a shame, and that's all.